You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Wow, here we are after a few weeks away.
It's been a while.
Hello again.
Speaking of hello again, that's also the name of the musical we're doing this week. What a perfect return.
What a perfect return.
And suggestion from one of our fans.
One of our listeners. So excited, and thank you for the suggestion. This week on What's That From? Exploring musicals we don't know but probably should, we will be diving into Hello Again.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Kate.
And we're happy to be back.
We're back.
It's been a busy past few weeks. Kate and I currently just launched a production company.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Next Stop Creatives. Follow us on Instagram. Check out our website at Next Stop Creatives or nextstopcreatives.com. And we're just trying to create some more art.
Yeah, trying to create some art, get our footing here in New York City as things get a little more hustling and bustling. So,
and if you like this podcast and maybe it inspired you to maybe want to start your own podcast, we can help you with that. Check us out at nexttopcreatives.com.
Submit an inquiry. If we can do it, you can also do it.
I promise you can.
I literally promise that you can.
And we're happy to help. We want to help.
We literally need to help you. Please submit an inquiry.
If you don't ask us for help, we'll still help you.
We will still help you because we're just kind people.
We're helpers. We're givers.
Next Stop Creatives. We're givers.
We're lovers, not fighters.
Hello again. Anyways. Hello again. Michael John Lacusa, this guy, he's back again.
Chaos.
He's chaos.
He is a chaotic writer. Not, I don't mean that in a negative way.
No.
But I think he would probably agree that his genre of musical theater writing is like chaos.
It's like chaotic, it's a little chaotic evil, but it's also just like chaotic.
Yeah. It's double chaotic square.
It's like literally, if you don't remember, we also reviewed / explored Michael John Lacusa's The Wild Party, which often gets like overlooked by Andrew Lippa's Wild Party. But that score was also so interesting, so intricate,
he's very artsy.
Very artsy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and this one it didn't really sound like Wild Party.
No.
But it was crazy.
It was crazy. Before we get too much deep into the music, I think it's time for the 30-second plot challenge.
All right. Well, I honestly think I'm going to nail this because the plot is like so convoluted. It's like so general. I'm ready. Did you start it?
Oh. 3, 2, go.
Hello Again explores the romantic and sexual relationships of 10 different couples over 10 different decades in the 20th century, exploring through different music genres, different sexual orientations, and different scenarios, and kind of dives into their dynamics and how they operate in different times.
More seconds.
Hello again.
You always complete at like 21, 22 seconds.
What can I say? I'm just I'm a people pleaser. I'm an overachiever. You know what they say. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, it's unacceptable. So I'm
That's
always
what they
early.
Say. But that was a pretty good 30-second plot challenge.
Thank you.
It is very, it's like, there's not really like a plot, but there is a core message. Yes. There is like a core theme, which is just like basically how universal the language of like sex is amongst like different types of people in different times.
Yeah.
And different statuses.
Yeah.
Too. Like.
Yeah. And I feel like it also like it explores a lot of different scenarios in the way of like, you know, like sex work, like a sex worker and a soldier, or a wife cheating on her husband, or just like a man meeting another man in a bar, or like a man and a man in the Titanic.
Yeah.
Like there's just like a lot of really high stakes situations with
stakes 10 all around.
Kind of random pairings of people, but all different. It's not just like, oh, a bunch of couples that are in love all just experience love. It's like they're all in really high stakes.
High stakes. And it's just like, it really shows the complexity of like, just like human relations. Like not even like take the sexual part out of it. It's just like that, like the different characters in it are so unique. Each of them are like such a specific type
mm-hmm.
of person.
Yes.
And, like, the way that they all get matched up. So, like, the way that it works is that, like, you'll be introduced to a character and another character. And then in the next scene, one of those characters meets a new character.
Yes.
And then in the next scene, one of those last characters meets a new character.
Yes.
So, it's, like, you see a person, like, have a moment back to back with
yes.
a different person. Then it just keeps, like, somebody described it as a daisy chain. Like, they just, like, keep connecting.
Yeah.
Through, but it's like you see one of those characters with a specific type of person, and then in the next scene it's with a different type of person, and it's like, I mean, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
yes,
it's just like,
yes, it's to see like different dynamics and like, but
how
you have
different types of people can
interact
yeah. romantically and sexually
yeah.
with a completely different type of person.
Yes.
And it's like all believable. I mean,
and like, it's like you have that, you already saw the person, so you're familiar with the person, so you have like a sense of comfortability, and then watching them with another person, you're like, oh, I see how they're being different because I just watched them with another person.
It's a really, really unique
yes.
layout.
I will say, like, we both watched the movie, which came out in 2017, I literally had never heard of it, and it has so many famous people. And
Audra McDonald.
I was shocked, and like Jenna Ushkowitz,
yes,
like
from Glee.
Yeah, and like Nolan Gerard Funk, like so many random famous people.
Rumor Willis.
I was like, wait, what? Every time a new scene would happen, I'd be like, no, wait, what? Wait, what?
A lot of famous people. But we will say the movie, I think, is a lot different than the stage show.
Yeah.
I think it has, like, the same basic idea.
Yes.
And, like, the same music, obviously. But it's a little, like, updated and...
Yeah. Honestly, like, worth a watch.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was a little odd and kind of confusing, but I didn't dislike it.
Yeah.
But I will say I was a little confused, and this might just be a movie translation thing, but maybe it's also in the stage show translation thing, is jumping time periods for kind of no reason and also keeping the same characters is very confusing because they didn't, at least in the movie, age. So, like, I was like, wait, that guy was in the last scene, but it was, like, 1970, and now it's, like, 1910, but he looks the same.
Yeah, I kind of feel like reading about the stage show, it's, like, a little more clear what the concept is.
Yeah.
It's, like, a little more defined on the stage how they present it.
Yeah.
And so, what's cool about the show is that it was originally conceived as, like, an, what's the word? The word I'm looking for. Explorational dance piece,
oh,
like
okay.
something that's mm-hmm. like a kind of a modern-y like take on something.
Yeah,
Graziella Danielle is the one who had the idea, and then the idea got passed over to Lucusa, mm-hmm. and then they started conceiving this musical together, and she directed and choreographed it. And it's based off of a play called La Ronde,
mm-hmm.
which is like an older play,
mm-hmm.
I think from like the 1800s.
Yeah,
where. It's basically the same setup of, like, different relations of different people, of different statuses.
Right.
But it doesn't change time period. It's just, like, in one
yeah.
chunk of, like, time.
Right.
But I kind of like how it changes time periods. Because then you really see the complexity of, like, different types of people interacting with the added layer of, like, the given circumstance of, like, the
yeah.
era.
I also think it gives like Michael John Lecusa a really unique opportunity to, he does write a lot of different styled songs.
And I like when musicals do that too.
Yeah. And I think he does a good job. They're all,
he has like his signature, but yeah, like throughout different styles.
They all live in the same body, but like have totally different parts to them, which I think is like really cool, yeah, and probably really hard to do. I like give him a lot of credit for.
It's pretty much like, excuse me, all sung through too. So it's, yeah, like,
I think it is totally sung, yeah, through. I, yeah, don't think so anyone cool really talks. And I think I liked the way someone had put it, where they were like, you know, it's kind of like Stephen Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George, where a painting comes to life. It's, you know, a piece of life that then like has an attitude or an outlook, or like, you know, you're looking at the painting, but there's a lot of personality and things going on internally.
Right.
And I think it's a little bit of the same type of piece where you're kind of in, looking,
yeah,
at,
yeah, 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 like it's like a vignette of these people. Yeah. It's not really like a musical with like a typical plot.
Yes.
It's just like little flashes,
a piece of life that you're moments, just witnessing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's which cool. It's cool.
It's cool. I usually like, I'm not the biggest fan of like reviews or song cycles or things, because I'm like, okay, like I do love to just like that. I'm in the mood for it when I like am in the mood to listen to music.
Yes.
Even just like listen to a lot of good music. Mm-hmm. But like, I thought this did a really good job of still kind of making it feel like a musical, because there's so much storytelling.
Yeah.
And there's that drive that drives through all, yes, of them so clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I feel like some song cycles, I'm like, okay, like this is kind of a stretch for all these. Like, I really don't find the string that's tying everything, yes, together, but it's really clear what the backbone of the show is.
Agreed. I agree.
Even though there's not like a plot that changes from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm. I also think, do you, in your mind, this might just be a me thing, but I like can't really think of any specific songs from this. They all just like were one thing.
There's just one song I do know that stands out to me as, yeah, Mrs. of the Senator.
Right.
Just because like one of our friends sings that a lot.
Yeah.
And I do like that song. But that one is honestly like the only song in the show that really felt like a song by itself to me. That one, yeah, and then the one that the nurse sings when she's tying up,
oh,
the college boy.
Yes.
That one felt like a complete song, yeah, to me.
I feel like the Hello Again opening song is also, true, very, like that one sticks out to me. But besides that, like, because a lot of, I guess, to kind of clarify, a lot of the sections, so like, let's say like the opening section is like the whore and the soldier. And like, that's what the song is called. And it's kind of, they pair together, you know, like different songs, like indicated by like slashes. So it just continues. It's a continuation of the story. So it's different songs and different themes.
Right. Because if it was like individual songs, it would be like really short too.
Yes.
Because there's like,
yes,
passing moments.
So it's interesting in that way, because I think that's why it all flows together in my brain. Because I'm like, that's just one song. But it's not one song. It's like one section of the show. Do you know what I mean?
It's cool. It's like really, it's unique.
It is. If anyone ever gets a chance, Michael John Lecusa also wrote a show called First Lady Suite that is in a very similar style to this. The music is incredible, but it's the same thing where there's separate vignettes slash like long sections that have really short songs, but they all are telling a story, but they're different songs, but not, do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, I think maybe that's just a thing that he does,
it's
where
cool,
he focuses more, I guess, on storytelling than on making a start to finish song.
I really like unique ways of storytelling. So, mm-hmm, like, I'm like, it's really cool that he has, like, a signature of, like, his style of music and, I guess, like, function of plot, too.
Yeah. Agreed. The show lived off-Broadway, which I think is a perfect place,
yeah, that's
for
right
it to be.
Yeah.
Correct.
And there were a lot of famous people in the original production, too.
So
like, not even
many.
Just the movie, like, like, I'm pulling up the cast list right now. Like, Donna Murphy.
Yes.
Carolee Carmello.
Yeah. John Cameron
John
Mitchell.
John Cameron Mitchell. And, like, everybody else that was in it were also notable actors also. And I think it's so cool because, like, when you read about it, when I first read about the plot, I was like, what? What? Like, I'm so confused. Or, like,
yeah,
this is raunchy. And, like,
yeah,
and I saw the people that were working on it. I'm like, no, like, sorry. There is some police sirens. We're in the good old big city on the Broadway.
Hello again.
But I'm like, no, it's not like raunchy and like who would want to be a part of this? It's like artistic. It's,
yes,
really artsy. So.
Yes, agreed. And I think that's like also when even in the movie, the cast was so notable. I was like, wait, what? like, for Audra McDonald to agree to be in a movie, I feel like it's gotta be some type of...
I think I read somewhere or heard an interview where, I might be making this up, but I really swear I heard this on the Broadway Channel, where she, it was like around the time the movie came out, mm-hmm. that like she had auditioned for the original production of it or something.
Whoa.
And that like Lucuso was like, oh, like I'll save like this part for her for something later or something. She's not right yet, because she was doing something else at the time too. And she sings Mistress of the Senator all the time. It's like on one of her albums.
Wow.
And so like I think she was always like, had this show like in her mind.
Oh.
And so then like when it came time for the movie, I bet she was like, I think she was like happy to do
time.
It because she like wanted to be a part of it.
Michael John Lacusa like writes some good music, like very satisfying. I think the only like downside is I think it's pretty hard to play on the piano. So I remember one time in like a class, I brought it in and it was like not good. They were like, do not ever bring this anywhere. And I was like, got it. Because I think he just writes very complex, meaningful songs, which is like, darn. Like, why is that hard to play?
I know,
like,
right?
It's like, come on, it's so satisfying.
Maybe we're getting to the world of sending in tapes before you go to the actual place. So then maybe you could just get a good recording of that accompaniment and then you could use it for self tapes.
Boom. Maybe that's the upside. Maybe.
Maybe.
Could be.
I feel like we should go through each of the little vignettes just to explain a little bit about them.
Sure.
So the first one is, like Kate said, the whore and the soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is.
You're like, and that's correct.
The sex worker and he's a soldier going off to war. And
he takes advantage
Takes advantage of her. Takes her money.
Yeah.
Well, at first she's like, I want this. Like, you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm not going to pay for it, but I'm just going to take your money.
Yeah. And she's like, oh. And so then she's like jaded. And then...
It's like a rough start to the show. It's a very like launch into it. And it's also like, I don't remember exactly what time period that one is, but it's one of the oldest, isn't it? That we see in the show?
I feel like yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like older than that is like the... when they're on the... Titanic. I feel like that might be
true. It's like around that time, maybe, but it is like launch you into like old timey.
Yeah,
and
it feels
like really like blunt.
We're just not in France, but it feels like the Les Mis movie.
Yeah,
like
it feels
that,
like Lovely Ladies.
Yeah. Like that gives you
100%.
Like it feels like a Lovely Ladies time period with like a corset and that
feather,
type.
Like a feather,
in the hair. Yeah. And like a little like lacy veil over the face. And
And then we go jump to
Soldier and the Nurse. Same soldier.
1940s, like wartime.
Mm-hmm.
Same soldier, but now he's a soldier in like World War II.
Right.
And there's a nurse.
Still an asshole.
Yeah.
He's like a bad person.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an assumption you can make.
Yep. And she's like kind of innocent, unsure, and he's like, shut up. You're pretty.
Like, literally.
He's literally like, shut up, you're pretty.
That's, like, literally what, he just straight up takes advantage of her. And she's like, oh, wow, I'm so, like, do you actually like me? And he's like, yeah, I like you. She's like, oh, my gosh, okay.
And then we jump to the 60s. And now she's a nurse for, like, a college boy who, like, has, like, a broken ankle or something.
Right.
And, like, the parents leave and she, like, ties him up. And now she's, like, wild. So she flips. So this is honestly like a cool change because like the character who was the soldier was kind of like a similar character.
Was dominant, in both taking scenes. Advantage of.
And now she's changed from, you see her innocence taken, and now she's like the wild one.
Yeah. I also kind of took it as like a, because the soldier definitely wronged her. Like she, I feel like felt like saddened by that situation. And then I kind of felt like, because she totally, she was like taking advantage of the college boy, but I feel like she was just like very like, you're gonna do what I say now because I've been like taken advantage of before, so now it's my turn to like,
yeah,
like I'm getting back at all the men of the world who thought that they could like dominate me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
yeah.
I felt like it was a cool power shift.
Yeah, definitely.
Because she was so innocent and like quiet and meek in the first thing, and then she just was like, bam.
Yeah, for sure. That's the other thing too, is you kind of see like these characters grow as their past lives. Like, even though it changes eras, they're still like the same souls.
Yes.
So it's like all about it. Like, we haven't mentioned this yet, which I'm surprised, is it's like kind of past lives, people's souls moving throughout different time periods.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what I think, that's where like Hello Again comes from, is like we've met in a past life,
like deja vu,
like that kind of thing. Yeah.
Whoa. Then we move on to the college boy, same college boy with broken ankle, but now he's with a young wife who's like married and having an affair with him in like a movie theater, very tongue-in-cheek. He like can't get hard. The song he sings is really funny, and I really like it, and I think it'd be so funny to sing for a spelling bee 25th annual audition, if maybe it's not hard to play on the piano. But everyone should look at that song if you're a boy and looking for something funny and probably that nobody sings. I've never heard of this in my life.
So true.
Sing it.
So true. Nobody sings anything from the show.
Oh, nobody sings anymore.
Then we jump to the young wife, and now we're in the 50s. So the college boy one was in the 30s. Now we're in the 50s, and she's like sad because her husband doesn't really like want to have sex with her.
Yeah. So this is like her and her husband.
Yeah. And now we kind of see like why she's like having an affair is because she's not getting the love that she requires.
And then even more interesting is that the next scene is the husband with a young, but they say young thing. It's a young like boy. Man, young man. Yeah. He's not like young as in like he's like 18 or 19. He's younger. And he's like a grown man, but he has a like obviously like a sexual relationship with him. So obviously that's why he's not invested in his marriage relationship. Right. But like the overlying theme of this is they're on the sinking Titanic.
But then that's kind of like a big motif of like, that's like his sexuality is like a sinking ship that he needs to address. Like, it's just like internally sinking. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I was like, this cannot be real. I was like, no. Like, when they get, like, I think to help you know they're on the Titanic, someone comes to give them a life vest, and he chooses to, like, not take it because he wants this sexual relationship to, have, like, work so badly. I was just like, no way. That is not in the musical, and then it is. I thought it was just a movie thing, but...
I would love to be in the room, and he was like, oh my gosh. They need to be on the Titanic right now.
And it must be sinking. There must be people screaming in the background. It must be fully tipping over. That is the level of stakes.
So funny.
So, yeah, that scene was crazy.
And then, like, the Titanic screams turn into, like, a disco crowd. And we jump to the 70s. And now we're in a disco. Mm-hmm. And now there's, like, a rider and the young thing. Mm-hmm. And then they hook up.
Yeah, it's very Rent-esque. The writer is like, zoom in on me in the blah. Like, he's like, has his camera.
Cut
he's
to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, hi, I'm...
Okay, you're an artist. Yeah,
I'm
we get it.
In Rent.
Yeah.
Which I just thought was fun. I liked it.
And that was Cheyenne Jackson in the movie. And he's a big actor, too.
Yeah. And then after that scene is done, the writer carries on to be with an actress who is... Audra in the movie, that is irrelevant, but it's like a singer, and so it's like a like kind of music producer writer,
but that's in the movie. In the musical, it's like a out of sync silent movie. Isn't that strange? They like really took it in a different direction.
Yeah,
so it's like in the show, it's like in the 1920s, and it's a silent movie that's out of sync. And it says here that the actress overpowers the writer behind her dressing screen.
Yeah.
But in the movie, she's like a singer and he's trying to make her into like a techno pop singer in 2002. So instead of the 20s, it's in like the early 2000s.
Everyone needs to stop what they're doing and listen to this Audra McDonald early 2000s pop song. It is incredible.
It's so funny. And see, I had heard that song. They released that before the movie was released. And I remember listening to it on Playbone being like, what? Is this who let her do this? Because without context,
it just sounds
I was like, if they think this is serious, I'm really like worried about Audra. But then like you see the movie and it's like, oh, and okay, it's part of the bit.
Yeah, it's the bit.
Yeah.
So
I was like, why did they release that as like the teaser for the movie? Like,
you're like, this is so embarrassing. Yeah. It is really.
And it is supposed to be embarrassing. Yes. She's like embarrassed.
Yes. And it's also in the early 2000s. So it's very in the vein of that time period.
Yeah.
Then the actress moves on to be with the senator. So
she's the mistress.
Yes, she's the mistress. And so that's like a power dynamic. Also, we get some like women vibes.
And I think in the stage show, it was cast as a man. And in the movie, they cast the senator as a woman.
Yeah, I was glad they did that.
Yeah, me too.
But either way, that's just like a political power. A lot of these, I feel like a lot of the common thread through all of these is there's a clear power dynamic struggle, you know, like someone who's writing a movie or in a movie, or someone who's a senator and a mistress. Like, these people have very clear power dynamics. So it's interesting to see how they interact, because sometimes the people that you don't think have the power end up having the sexual power.
Right.
Or vice versa.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, totally.
And then full circle, we go back. Senator, then the whore from the beginning.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like a nice...
Nice little like...
A nice little circle. Bow. A nice little bow tie at the end. You know, bring it back. Plant
Smart.
The seed. See it grow.
And then complete the circle.
Yeah. And honestly... I would love to see this performed on stage.
Me too.
I feel like it would be performed kind of like a Last 5 Years type of vibe, where, you know, they just do their little vignette, and I feel like it could be really cool.
I think so too. I'd love to see it in person.
And I do think I would love to see it interpreted. All right. Clearly there's a lot of crime or something going on.
People are out and about today.
They said summertime. Oh my god.
Hello again, sirens.
literally hello again. I was just saying, like, I think I would actually love to see it as some sort of a dance piece.
Well, that's what it says here, is that even in the original, even though it started off as being like mostly an experimental dance piece, but turned more into a singy kind of thing, that it is staged in a way where it's like specific dance styles are tied to the era of the music and specific to the relationship.
Ooh,
so it's like
I would
the
love
whore and the soldier dance
that.
A sexual waltz. And then trying to say the other ones.
I really think that that would be cool, because it's such a provocative concept that you kind of feel like you're getting hit over the head
there
with like
some kind of layer of something.
Yeah. Some innuendo, some like you paint a little bit of a picture and then I can fill in the blanks. Not so I'm watching people have sex for 2 hours.
Right. And like for like the young wife and the college boy in the movie theater, Fred and Ginger like pop off the screen and dance. And
oh my gosh. Beautiful.
Yeah. There's a disco, and then like
yeah.
So I would love to see it.
I would love.
There's
to
no
see
footage
it.
Of the original production. I couldn't find any.
No, sad. That off-Broadway life. They really kept it on the DL, which is pretty sad.
There was a revival of it off-Broadway in 2011.
That was the Transport Group, right? Yes. And they had, like, some new orchestrations, and it was done in, like, an artsy space in Soho, which, again, correct. Thank you. And there was also actually a revival in London, too, in 2019. So the show lives on. I mean, that's really, really
the fact
current.
That it was turned into a movie is, like, pretty impressive, because not all musicals get turned into movies. And it's also so strange that it got turned into a movie.
I will be really honest. Before we received this DM, I had never heard of this show. I looked it up, and I was like, this album cover could pass me by, and I would never even know.
It's very provocative, but it's a pretty album cover.
Very pretty.
Yeah, it's really pretty. It's like a beautiful illustration.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I think the show is a really, really interesting listen. Has some really provocative and interesting music and characters. And I would love to see it done live.
Yeah, totally. What's your favorite song from it? Or favorite, like, vignette? Like, which one was your favorite, like, section?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh my gosh. I honestly... I really liked the college boy and the young wife.
I liked that one too. And I liked the college boy and the nurse. I honestly thought that one was really fun.
Yeah, that one was fun too. Yeah. I guess the college boy just really, really made an impression on us. I mean, I thought that all of them were really like cool and interesting. I just thought that those songs stuck with me. I also really liked the opening song, The Hello Again. I don't particularly love that vignette. I thought it was kind of sad. But yeah. I thought that I really like the Hello Again song.
I like the Mistress of the Senator too. Yes. That song is so much fun. I didn't really like the arrangement for the movie, but like the song, like the normal arrangement, I really, really like. It's kind of like a salsa-y type.
Yes. Yeah. The music is really good. And the album is very well done. I think like it's something though that you have to... I don't know if you have to concentrate and listen to it, but I kind of feel like you do.
It's not like I put on to just like run in the park.
No.
Yeah. It is like specific to the situation, to the story, to what's happening.
It's thoughtful.
But I think you should listen to it. I'm not saying don't listen to it. It's like listen to it, but like you should appreciate it.
If you like sit and listen to Les Mis like just for fun, then you should listen to this. Or like if you like sit and listen to a really off-brand Stephen Sondheim show, like just in your daily life, then you should listen to this too.
Yeah.
But if you don't, maybe challenge yourself to listen to it because I think you'll like it.
Yeah, totally.
Because I know I was like pleasantly surprised. And I do like Michael John Lacusa. So another win for him in my book.
Yeah, I'm glad I know. I've always wanted to know really more about the show. So I'm glad I finally do.
What a cool guy Michael John Lacusa is. Why is he, like, never in the spotlight?
I don't know. He has, like, a lot of work.
I know. And he, like, everything I've ever sang, seen, worked on, listened to by him, I've really, really liked.
He's never won a Tony Award. Any award. He's never won a Drama Desk or a Tony Award.
Like, what? Like, yeah, First Lady Suite, first of all, everyone needs to listen to that. So good. But, like, Marie Christine, that's Andre McDonald. Is in that. Very good. This show, good. Wild Party, I mean, I understand why that got overshadowed because there was just simply another show that was exactly the same but like a little bit more like easy to swallow. But geez, Michael John Lacusa. I want more of this content, you know?
I wonder what he's working on now.
More provocative art. Oh my gosh, do you think he is?
He's only 58, so like he's definitely got more work in him.
Wait, literally legend. Actually, that's so funny. I knew this because, quick side note, my freshman year of school, there was a production of First Lady Suite. That's the only reason I know it. And we had to figure out this like weird opening number on the album. They have all these like speeches by political people, and the director was like, all right, you guys need to figure out what speeches those are and like stitch them together so we can make the opening thing. And we were like, excuse me? It's like a bunch of jumbled old radio announcements. And we messaged Michael John Lacusa on Facebook.
Did he respond?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because we were like, hey, what are the like interviews in the beginning of First Lady Suite? And I think like it took him a while to get back, and I don't think he answered because we came up with a different solution. But then he was like, congrats on doing First Lady Suite. Like, wish I could see it or something.
That's cool.
Like, our solution was literally like, we should message the guy on Facebook.
Yeah, why not?
So that checks out that he's 58. He's got Facebook. Maybe, like, don't stalk him on Facebook, but that's just
funny. A cool story.
Yeah.
It's nice he responded. He didn't have to.
Yeah, he didn't have to.
I always say that when, like, important people, like, respond to something. Yeah. I'm like, they didn't have to, so it's nice that they did.
Yeah. So, like, Michael Lacusa, I really stan him, and I hope someday I can meet him.
And say, hello again. I think we've met in the past life.
Stop!
And on that note...
And on that note, literally, what a perfect ending. Wait, but first, before we close it out, what would you rate it, Joshua?
Oh. It says it's a tough one to rate. Because I saw the movie and personally did not have the best reaction to the movie. But if I saw the stage show, maybe it would be like a 7 out of 10.
Yes, I agree. I really, like, Now I'm just craving a production with really great singers and amazing dancers that are doing vignettes. That is something I'm interested in seeing. And I really think that could be like an 8 out of 10, like in a cool space with great, like the music is really good. The dancing could be good. The music, like everything could just flow really well and tell a really cool, interesting story.
Definitely be a fun show to work on as like a director or a choreographer.
I would say would be a good movie, but it's already a movie. So guess we have to forego that bit for this week. So you all lucked out, but we're back. We're back, baby. We're back in action, and we have some exciting shows coming up that we're going to be talking about. And just want to say a quick thank you to everyone who's supporting the podcast. And I just feel like recently we've been receiving a lot of positive feedback about it and a lot of people that are listening. So if you're still listening or continuing to listening, or if you're new, welcome. And if you're still here, we love you. It's just like really, really fun.
It's fun for us, and I'm glad that it's fun for other people.
Yes. And we're having a great old time. So until we say hello again next week, be sure to follow us on Instagram at WTF_BWay. That's WTF_BWAY. And you can give our TikTok a little look as well.
Same Addy.
And we outie.
Remember, Monday's Musical Reveal Monday, we'll be posting which musical we're going to be reviewing and exploring next week. And on Wednesdays, WTF Wednesdays, will be when the episode goes live. Like today.
Live.
See you next time.
Until we say hello.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.